As I progress in the medical school, the first few years I was definitely interested in fundamental research, and I took every opportunity to work in the laboratory. There was an opportunity for the students of first, second, and third year medical school to stay on during the holidays and work on physiology or pharmacology, and I did every year that. But as time progressed, I became much more interested in social issues and political issues, and I became much more of a student activist in politics as I was finishing my medical career. I was extremely lucky because when I was expelled from El Salvador, I couldn't come back to El Salvador to see my family at the time. So we would meet every month in Guatemala, which is the country between the two of them. And we wanted, of course, to be together. I had a small daughter and my wife. And this professor, Fernando Molina, of Guatemala, had been for a sabbatical in El Salvador when I was a student, so I knew him. And I decided to go and visit him, and I said, look, I want to do physiology or pharmacology. I am much more interested in going to Europe than going to the United States. Do you see any possibility? And he said to me, well, 7 or 8 years ago, I was in London working at the Royal College of Surgeons, and I became good friends with a man called John Vane, who I haven't written to for the last 6 or 7 years, but he was very friendly. Why don't we write to him and see if he can suggest a place where to go? We wrote, sent the letter. I went back to Honduras. My wife went back to El Salvador. And he said, let's see when he replies. Almost by return post, John Vane wrote back and saying, basically, I don't know who you are. I don't know anything about your background. But if my good friend Fernando Molina is saying that you can come here, I will take you. That was it.